We have quorum, so good evening and welcome to the December 9th, 2024 meeting of the Madison Landmarks Commission. I am going to hand it over to Lauren to walk us through processes and procedures for tonight's agenda.
All right, Landmarks Commission members, please use video if you're able so we can ensure we have quorum. If you wish to speak, remember to use the raise hand feature. Also, use the raise hand feature to make a motion or second. Voting will be considered unanimous. However, if you object to a unanimous vote, please use the raise hand feature when the chair asks for objections and a roll call vote will be taken. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and staff will tell you when your time is up. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Call for the approval of the November 11th, 2024 meeting minutes.
I'll move approval.
Is
Second.
there a second? Thank you, Roach. Sorry, Edna, I saw your hand. I am going to assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise by hands, virtual or otherwise. Seeing none. We'll move on to the public comment. This is the portion of the agenda in which the public can comment on items that are not on the agenda. I do not see anyone registered for this item. So then we'll move on to disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Does anybody have anything to disclose or recuse themselves on? Really?
I'll disclose that I am an employee of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I believe they're one of the applicants in the demolition, but it is not related to my work, so I just want to disclose that.
And Jacob?
Yep.
Sorry, I'll
Say the same. I'm on the same disclosure.
Yep.
University of Wisconsin employee. And then sorry.
So for the demolition portion, the fire station that's going up for demolition, I'm working on the project that's across the street from that will house the new fire station. I am not working on the old fire station in any way, so I don't think it's a conflict of interest. I'm just disclosing that I'm in a adjacent little bit associated project.
Thank you all so much. Move on to agenda item number two. This is Legistar file 86352 857 South Shore Drive. The applicant has requested that we refer this item to a meeting in January due to personal reasons. So I am just looking for a referral to the January meeting.
Move
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Excellent. So we will refer that agenda item to our January meeting. Again. Okay. Then we'll move on to agenda item number three, old business, the historic resource nomination form. Heather.
Okay. So thank you for the feedback last time. I attempted to rework the language. Ultimately, what I ended up doing was flipping the sentence because, yes, the way it was didn't make sense. And if I flipped the way it was, it seemed to make more sense. So the only thing that has changed from last time was the language and the instructions. I've got the updated language in red. Obviously, when it's finalized, I will make it all black text. Is this language more clear with the idea that we really do want this to be clear to folks who are using it? If so, we should have a motion to adopt the updated form and instructions.
I will make a motion to update the form and instructions as per the examples. The corrected, updated examples.
Can second.
I'm going to assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise. Seeing none, thank you all very much. Okay, and then agenda item number four, buildings proposed for demolition. I'm pretty sure I'm going to hand this over to Mary Rose because I see her attending.
Much, Chair. Okay, so we have a few properties for you to review tonight, but I've kept them all in a single group because they have the same staff recommendation. So to start, we will begin with 2449 Fox Avenue. This is a single family home constructed in 1930. There is no preservation file or WHS site file, and the staff recommendation is a finding of no known historic value. Next is 825 West Badger Road. This is a City of Madison fire station with an unknown date of construction. There is no preservation file or WHS site file, and this has been reviewed twice by the Landmark Commission already with findings of no known historic value. The applicant did provide additional information that this is kind of a planned adaptive reuse, but because the staff recommendation is a finding of no known historic value, we didn't pass those details along because it wasn't really re relevant to our review. Next is 501 East Washington Avenue, which is a commercial building constructed in 1986 and remodeled in 1996. There is no preservation file or WHS site file, and the staff recommendation is a finding of no known historic value. 6111 Femright Drive, which is a two-unit residential building constructed in 1920, also no preservation file or WHS site file, and the staff recommendation is a finding of no known historic value. 210 Bernard Court. This is a three-unit residential building constructed in 1930, according to the assessor, but the preservation planner's assessment is that it was probably constructed closer to the 1910s. There is no preservation file. The WHS file only notes that it's a Queen Anne style building with a clapboard siding and provides no additional information. And this is the property that the UW-Madison is an applicant for the demolition. And the staff recommendation is a finding of no known historic value. Next is 1241 Moreland Road. This is a single family home constructed in 1920. There is a preservation file that describes it as a bungalow with clapboard siding, but doesn't provide any additional information. And the WHS site file contains similar information. And the staff recommends a finding of no known historic value. And last is 2530. I'm not positive if this is pronounced Dahl or Dale. If anyone knows, let me know. It's a single family home constructed in 1925 with no preservation file or WHS site file and a recommendation of no known historic value. Does anyone know how that's pronounced?
It's Dale.
Yeah.
Dale. Okay.
Dale.
That might be Dale. Thank you. Okay. And then here are the advisory recommendations for your review. And please let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, does anyone have any questions for Mary Rose? Otherwise, I am looking for a motion. Really?
I just have a question for 501 East Washington. The materials say the applicants are looking to find out the landmark status. Is that just how they expressed it, or is there a reason why this building may have
I
a
think he
landmark?
just didn't understand.
Okay.
This building does not. Right behind it is actually right behind it are two landmarks, but it only shares a property line with one of them. So they had in there, I have talked with the applicant team when this redevelopment comes in, Landmarks Commission will be involved because it is going to be technically adjacent to a landmark because they share a backyard.
Okay,
But
thanks.
it's confusing what they put in there. So no,
Yeah.
there is no landmark anything with this property.
Okay.
Okay, I am still looking for a motion or discussion, questions.
If nobody else has any questions, I will make a motion to find that there's no known historic value, so a finding of A. For all these items.
I'll second.
Do you consent unless I see otherwise in the videos? Seeing none, I believe that was all of the demos, right, Mary Rose? Or am I missing one?
No, correct. That's all of the demos.
Okay, then we only have one last thing, which is agenda item number 5, Secretary's Report 2024. Heather?
So this is our annual reminder that everyone needs to submit their financial disclosures for serving on a city BCC, as we called it, board committee or commission. And so please do so. At the end of this calendar year, the clerk's office, maybe it's the clerk, I can't remember, or if it's the mayor's office, we'll send out, since we're in the holiday season, the naughty list of people who haven't filled it. So then we will reach back out to you and say, please fill out your paperwork so you can continue to serve. We would like all of you to continue to serve. For a couple of you in the past, you've asked for a copy of the documentation from the previous year, and the mayor's office was more than happy to supply that. If you would like that again this year, let me know, and I can send that over to the mayor's office. They can do a copy, and then I will send it on to you. And I will disclose that I have also not filled out mine. Staff has to do it too. So I need to do it as well, although mine will be very short. Otherwise, that's all I got.
Any questions for Heather about this? Seeing none, just remember to do it. I have nothing to my name. So it takes me approximately 7 minutes to do. But if you have things to your name, it takes a little bit longer. Okay, and with that,
I have a question.
Oh, yep.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When do we hit the naughty list? What date?
I believe it's at the end of the calendar year.
Okay, December 30. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Send out at least one more email reminding people too.
Oh, and I'll also say if anybody can make everybody can make sure that your mailing address is up to date with the city, because I would like to send everybody a holiday card. So I'm pulling the, this is, so, I mean, it's not going to be a surprise now, but if you don't get it, then you wouldn't have been in anything. But so please make sure you update with the mayor's office, your current mailing address, so that I can send you a card. That's it.
Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Okay. If there's nothing else, I am looking for a motion to adjourn for, I believe, our shortest meeting of the year. Of 2024.
Motion to adjourn.
Was there a second? Is Edna the second? I'm seeing seconds.
Second.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. I hope you have an excellent holiday season, and I will see you back here in 2025. Bye, everyone.